So there's a lot more witnesses than have been interviewed by the police so far.
Well, they may have been interviewed by the police, but they were not called in into court.
Mm, right, okay.
And there are also witnesses who the police didn't want to talk to because they wouldn't have backed up what the police wanted the witnesses to say. And, you know, so, as I said, the police having the power of investigation can leave witnesses out, add witnesses that are more likely to reflect their side of the story, etc., etc.
Have you got any politicians who are willing to take up your case?
Yes, we have Lee Rhiannon from the Greens. We have Arthur Chesterfield Evans from the Democrats, both New South Wales. The other Labor and Liberal pollies are not really interested in becoming involved, unfortunately. So, but yes, we do have some backing.
Have you got any indication that there may be some members of the police force who would speak out?
No. No, in fact, when we marched down to the police centre yesterday, that is one of the points that were made, that the police culture will make sure that nobody comes forward. There will not be any whistleblowers, not from the police ranks.
There were quite large riots after TJ's death.
There weren't riots, there was civil unrest.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. And the feeling of resentment, is it still hanging in the air?
It is still as high. The resentment against the police, the politicians, and the system, the court system, the legal system, that is so out of kilter with justice for Aborigines, just keeps the pot boiling.
Have things changed at all since TJ's death, or is the treatment by police still similar?
No, the police are still harassing the family and others. They drive by Gail Hickey's house and scream out that she's a junkie slut and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, the intimidation and the harassment are still there.